Prime Minister's questions, Trump's Chinese taxes, and COVID in prisons. This is your TLDR News Daily Briefing for Wednesday, October 21st. In the first story of the Daily Briefing today, we report on the political event of the week, Prime Minister's questions. For our international audience, this is a weekly event where the British Prime Minister goes toe-to-toe with the leader of the opposition in a televised and usually quite heated affair. Today's instalment was no different. The majority of the questions that Keir Starmer, leader of the opposition, asked were to do with local lockdowns being imposed across the country. His first question was short and blunt. How do you get out of Tier 3? The Prime Minister appeared to suggest that if the reproduction rate, the R number, was below 1, then areas would come out of local lockdown and that local measures are reviewed every 28 days.
How does an area which goes into Tier 3 restrictions get out of those restrictions?
Simplest and most effective way is, of course, to get the R down to one or below. And I'm very pleased to say that some areas are already having a considerable effect with the measures that they're taking.
There was also a discussion of the Manchester fiasco, which we've made a video on today if you're interested. It's linked down below. Keir Starmer claimed that Johnson didn't want to help those in Manchester, and the Prime Minister responded, claiming that the Mayor of Greater Manchester had refused his offer.
And yesterday, the Mayor of Greater Manchester was offered a further £60 million, which he turned down. And so what I can tell the House today, Mr. Speaker, is that that cash will be distributed to the boroughs of Greater Manchester.
The last point of discussion was on the greatly anticipated circuit break. Johnson ridiculed Starmer's support for such a plan, while at the same time saying he will do whatever is necessary. It's not yet clear whether a circuit break will be imposed on the UK in the future. Clearly, this week was no exception from the usual feisty joust between the two leaders. In the second news story today, we discuss something that the media's enjoyed talking about for a number of weeks now: President Trump's taxes. However, instead of discussing the amount he pays federally in the US, we'll look at the trending news story today. That is, he's paid a huge amount of taxes in China. The New York Times has reported that between 2013 and 2015, the president paid $188,561 in taxes to China. And this is significantly more to the $750 he was reported to have paid in federal US income tax in 2016 and 2017. The reason he had to pay such a tax was because he has a bank account in China, used to try and secure deals and build hotels in the country. This could be a particularly difficult issue for the president, as he's running on a platform of being tough on China. Paying taxes in the country and attempting to build hotels there could seem like a contradiction. However, others see this differently, arguing that this was simply a business arrangement and that this is entirely different to his stance now as president. We'll see exactly how this issue plays out with Trump's voters when Americans go to the polls in less than 2 weeks' time. In the last story today, it's been revealed that UK prisoners have been expected to stay in their cells for around 23 hours a day since the beginning of lockdown. Although the Prison Officers Association has claimed that this has helped to reduce violence and self-harm in prison, Peter Clark, HM Chief Inspector of Prisons, has claimed that mental health is a concern in prisons now because inmates are beginning to lose hope. He additionally claimed that the Prison Officers Association's comments were shallow and self-serving. He countered the claim that 23-hour daily lockups were improving stability, reducing self-harm, and lowering prison violence, by stating that he believed that self-harm was actually increasing in women's prisons. He added that the pandemic could last for a significant period longer, so we must ask whether it's right to treat prisoners in such a way. He, however, will not be present in discussions answering such questions, as he's stepping down at the end of the month. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's Daily Briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.